Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Night of the Living Pigs. Aaron Rodgers, Trip, and Amanda Stenberg. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
We have got a great show for you tonight. The Choco Taco is coming back from the dead. Scientists are bringing pigs back from the dead. And Aaron Rodgers is more alive than ever. Plus, here to talk about her brand new horror movie, Amanda Stenberg is joining us on the show, everybody. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. All right, people. I'm going to be honest. With all the news that happened today, I don't think we have enough space in today's show. I've looked at it from every angle. I even tried those vacuum sealed bags to compress everything, and still, we just don't have enough time to cover all the news. Fortunately, not enough time is just enough time for a segment we call Ain't Nobody Got Time for That. Let's get straight into it. As you know, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has shown no signs of letting up. Why? Because Vladimir Putin clearly believes all of those dumb Instagram quotes about never giving up on your dreams. God damn it, Vlad. We need more memes about realizing you suck and quitting. Anyway, because of that, the European Union is preparing all of its countries for a winter without Russian gas, which means they're gonna have to make some really drastic changes to life.
And in world news this morning, Spain is heated over an air conditioning ban. The government there says certain shops and bars, they can't set air conditioning below 27 degrees Celsius. It's to limit dependence on Russian gas.
Wow. Public buildings in Spain have to keep their air conditioning above 27 degrees Celsius. And I know right now, all the Americans watching are like, oh my God, that's so hot or so cold. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm with you, Trevor. I don't know. Well, it's hot. It's 80.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, now you're with me, yeah. And if you have to set your AC to that temperature, then what is even the point of having an AC? You may as well just hire some guy to breathe on you. It's like, thank you, Jared, that's so refreshing. Were you eating Chipotle? And you know, I feel really bad for the Spanish people. They need air conditioning, probably more than anyone else, especially because of how naturally hot Spanish people are. Yeah, just being Spanish raises any temperature in the room by like 10 degrees. You know, even in like a boring meeting, it's like, excuse me, Janis, but do you have the TPS reports from accounting? We need it for the fiscal quarter. It's like, oh my God. Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how Russia is showing the world why it's so necessary to move away from fossil fuels, especially because of the countries the fossil fuels are connected to and because of climate change. But we don't have the time for that because of another shitty thing that Russia is doing.
WNBA star Brittany Griner today found guilty and sentenced inside of a Russian courtroom, 9 years behind bars for smuggling cannabis oil. The Biden administration calling the trial a sham and saying the sentence is unacceptable.
This is some bullshit. This is bullshit. We all know Russia doesn't care about what Brittany Griner did. Well, this is the same country that's breaking every human rights law on the planet, but they're like, oh, that woman has vape cartridge. Oh, she's a real criminal. Get the f*** out of here, man. This is bullshit. We all know it. We all know it. And the one piece of good news, it looks like, is that this seems like it's just a negotiation tactic. All right, Russia's like, we have prisoner for 9 years. You give us a prisoner who was in America for 9 years, you know? And you know what I think? They should just do it. Yeah, whoever America has in prison, send them to Russia. Yeah, it seems like they win, but don't forget, that person now has to live in Russia. Yeah. They'll get there and be like, this whole country is prison. I miss food in Alcatraz. No! Now, if we had more time, we could talk about how this whole thing could have been avoided if the WNBA paid their stars enough that they didn't have to go and play in Russia in the offseason to make money. But unfortunately, we don't have the time to talk about that because there's another sports story about a male athlete who has broken out of prison, the prison of the mind.
Aaron Rodgers recently revealing on a podcast that he used psychedelic drugs to improve his outlook on playing football. The 38-year-old said, quote, "I really feel like that experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career."
He opened up about his experience on ayahuasca and a retreat in Peru. Ayahuasca is a plant-based psychedelic drug used to treat physical, mental, and spiritual issues in South American countries.
Wow, okay. Do you understand how big this is, people? Aaron Rodgers just said, "Yo, I took drugs, and that's part of the reason I crushed the game." Yeah, that shows you how much times have changed. Because you remember back in the 90s, they'd bring someone like Shaq on TV to be like, "Remember, kids, I'd rather kill myself than get high on marijuana. Don't do drugs." But now this is accepted. And please, please, don't get it twisted. He wasn't playing while he was on ayahuasca. Although I kind of wish he was. No, because I'd love to see what kind of plays a quarterback would think of while they're on the journey, you know? All right, everybody, huddle up. It's 4th and 1. So, Johnson, you're gonna look deep in your soul, buddy. All right, and rediscover your inner child. All right, Dabowski, I'm gonna need you to hug that rainbow, man. You just hug it real hard. All right, Coleman, stop floating. Come on, everybody, let's do this! Now, if we have more time, we could talk about how great it is to see people like Aaron Rodgers normalizing conversations around whether we can use psychedelics to improve people's mental health and cure them from addiction. But unfortunately, we don't have the time because speaking of addiction, the Choco Taco is back.
Okay, call this a comeback. Klondike hinting that it might bring back the Choco Taco after huge reaction to the news that it was going to be discontinued. The company says it's reflecting on the outpouring of support and demand and figuring out what the next step should be.
This is amazing! What? This is amazing! Klondike ended the Choco Taco and the fans brought it back. This is the kind of passion you normally only see in, like, the Beehive or the BTS Army. Yeah, in fact, they should get their own name. You know, the Choco Taco Flaco or, like the Klondike Klux Klan. Maybe not that one, but you get my point. I'm just riffing here. I'm just riffing. Like, if we had more time, we could have fun with the conspiracy theory that this whole thing was a marketing stunt or what other Tex-Mex foods could be ice creamified, but we don't have the time about, you know, to talk about any of that. I was just thinking of burrito. Because you want to talk about something coming back from the dead? Then this could be the biggest story of our lives or deaths.
A stunning medical breakthrough has raised questions about the line between life and death. Researchers at Yale University pumped a custom-made solution into the bodies of pigs that had been dead for over an hour. Incredibly, the chemical revived cells in the pig's liver, kidney, and brain, and their hearts even began to beat again. Scientists say this could lead to saving more human organs for transplant.
Sweet Jesus in heaven. Scientists have found a way to bring dead cells back to life. Whole organs, people, hearts beating again. Do you understand how mind-blowing this is? Do you understand how mind-blowing this discovery could be? I feel like you guys are f***ing around right now. Pigs are coming back to life, people. You realize it's not a long way off, but this could mean we're gonna be in a world soon where you could revive people who've already died. We could make a Jurassic Park, but with people. Yeah. How dope would that be, bringing your grandma back to life and visiting her in the park? Oh no, the grandmas are escaping! Ah! Everybody cover your cheeks! Ah, they got me, I'm too cute! Ah! I feel like this should be the only story in the news right now. Do you understand how big the pigs, they made the cells come back to life. They were dead. They made it come. You guys don't even understand right now. I don't even think you people understand right now. You understand how huge, yeah, there's always people like, who would you like to have dinner with, alive or dead? Now that shit could happen. And all those dumb people like, I would love to meet Hitler. And then it's like, hello, no! we're doing a TV. We shouldn't even be doing TV anymore. Everyone's talking about other things. They might have found a way to bring dead people back to life. You guys still want to know about what? Joe Biden? I don't give a f- about Joe Biden right now. They used the thing. They put it inside. They've tried this with bypass machines. It doesn't work. The organs die. But then they pump these pigs with like a thing called like Organ X. And now the pigs came. You people don't even understand what I'm. They have to make the pig sleep. They gave it a nerve blocker. And then when they gave the pig a dye injection to see what the brain was doing, the pig twitched. Yeah, yeah, now you understand. This ethically is the craziest thing. We're not ready for this. Yeah. This could redefine death. What is death? Who is death? How is death? Could be like an option now. You could die and then come back. Like, I want to die. Yeah, and then like do my funeral and then come back and watch it. Be like, oh, that's what you said about me when I was gone? Okay, okay. This is wild. And I know it's scary. The one piece of good news is, though, it could lead us to a better world. Because someone has to bring you back. Yeah. So you'd be like, you guys are bringing me back, right? And people are like, yeah, 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 we'll bring you back, yeah. I'll teach you to be an asshole. All right, that's all the time we got for the headlines. Before we go, let's check in on the traffic with our very own Runwood Jr., everybody. The crazy world.
Is that right?
Crazy. Crazy world. My man,
if
what's
up? Something dead, it's supposed to stay dead.
It's supposed to stay dead.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
right?
What I'm talking about. The Choco Taco need to stay dead.
No, I'm not. I don't want to talk about the Choco Taco.
I want to talk about the traffic. You want to talk about traffic. You want to talk? I want to talk about Choco Taco.
Right. No Choco Taco. Why?
Cars, bitch. All right, now Choco Taco. Choco Taco. This is the thing. This is the thing we need to just be real about with the Choco Taco. All right. The Klondike, they lied to us, man. They lied. That was an election. We had an election. We voted with our wallets, and we voted the Choco Taco out of the freezer, and now Klondike is trying to change the results of the election, and I will not stand for that. You cannot change the results of an election after the election has been verified and solidified. This one, I ain't talk to you right now. I gotta talk to the people out there. Listen. We cannot let them steal the Choco Taco election. Join me at the Choco Taco factory, and we will march there January 6th. It's too hot right now. And we will stop the steal.
I don't think you want that.
We are gonna stop the steal. The Choco Taco should be dead. You can't bring it back to life.
Well, people are happy. It's coming back.
It's not coming. They said it might come back for a little while. They don't know. And you don't want that. You don't want food hopscotching in and out of your life. Like the McRib or Lobster Fest. If you're gonna be in my life, either be in my life or don't. Can't be having you coming and going. These people happy, but these people don't know what's gonna happen. They happy because of Choco Taco Pepper. Let me tell you what's gonna happen. I'll tell you what's gonna happen. Choco Taco gonna come back in your life, and it's gonna be good for a little while, and you're gonna be all happy and be like, oh, Choco Taco is here to stay again. And you're gonna be like, you be here forever, Choco Taco? And then Choco Taco's gonna be like, well, I gotta go outside and get my phone charger. I'll be right back. And then it's gonna tiptoe away without ever saying goodbye, just like your daddy did that time in 97, and you ain't seen your daddy since, and he's gone. Where the hell is he?
This is why I didn't want to talk about the Choco Taco. Are you okay, Roy?
I'm gonna go do some ayahuasca and talk to my daddy. I get with you, man.
Thank you so much. Roy Wood Jr., everybody. All right. We'll be right back, so don't go away.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, here at the show, we pay a lot of attention to what's going on in the news. But how much are the people outside our studio following along? Well, we sent Michael Costa to find out for another edition of Fill Me In.
Welcome to Fill Me In, the game where you put blank in my...
I put words in your...
Keep going.
In your... Hi.
Hi.
Let's get started.
Marco Rubio. Who's that?
I honestly don't know.
You don't know? Is it a singer?
Probably.
It's probably a singer. Marco Rubio is a asshole.
All right, to be nice about it, he's a senator down in Florida, and he's an idiot.
Marco Rubio was recently quoted as saying, I know plenty of blank in Florida that are pissed about gas prices.
Well, it's Florida, so there's probably plenty of assholes.
Hicks. Old people.
Rednecks.
Why would he say that?
It's Florida, man.
Hint, it's what Mike Pence doesn't want to be in a locker room with. Hold on, wait. Who's Mike Pence?
I've heard the name, but I don't know who it is.
Heard the name, but you don't know who it is. Hint, it's what Mike Pence doesn't want to be in the locker room with.
People?
Be more specific.
Gay people?
Gay people! Gay people!
Let's find out what people know about Vladimir Putin.
CIA Director Bill Burns was quoted as saying, there are a lot of rumors about President Putin's blank. And as far as we can tell, he's blank.
His virility.
Sanity.
Why do you say that?
You seem crazy to me.
Describe this body to me.
It looks built.
Built?
Yeah, I feel like he hits the gym.
And now describe Vladimir Putin's body. There are a lot of rumors about President Putin's blank.
So I want to say penis, but that wouldn't work.
I guess his health.
His health? Why'd you say that?
Because I heard that people think he may have some type of disease and he's not being shown anymore.
Wow. Where did you dig up this? Correct answer! There's been a lot of rumors about President Putin's health, but as far as we can tell, he's entirely too healthy. That's what the CIA is saying. Does this guy look entirely too healthy to you? Why not?
He has titties.
Let's move on to our celebrity round.
Ryan Gosling is playing Ken in the new Barbie movie. When asked about the part, he said, it's the role I was born to play. I've had this blank, if you will, and the blank is alive in me now.
Like yearning.
Yearning.
To play Ken.
Oh. Spark?
Spark. And
I've had this doll and it's alive in me now.
Okay, I like that. Why would you say that?
Because he has the Ken doll and right. He is Ken.
It's the opposite of BDE. It's something you get when you have no genitals, like Ken.
Because he's got that hard plastic genital area.
Ryan Gosling or Ken?
Well, Ken. I don't know about Ryan Gosling. I haven't seen it.
I've got a lot of, woo, here we go, come on.
Energy.
Okay, combine your answer with his answer.
Oh, Kenergy.
Kenergy!
Oh.
Okay. Explain what Kenergy is.
It's like the BDE. Now I know what BDE means.
What's BDE mean?
Big dick energy.
Whoa, Mom! But it's kind of the opposite of BDE because
he has no D.
Who's ready for something sweet?
According to a recent lawsuit, candies sold under the brand name Skittles are blank.
Bad.
Illegal.
Colorful.
You could use the same description for dog treats, which, unfortunately, I learned.
Poisonous.
Poisonous?
Unfit for human consumption. Woo-hoo! You know what you get? Skittles. Yeah, Skittles are poisonous. Woo-hoo! Taste the rainbow.
Michael Costa, everybody, stay tuned, because when we come back, Amanda Stenberg will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody. So whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is actor Amanda Stenberg. She's here to talk about her new horror comedy film, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Please welcome Amanda Stenberg. Amanda, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you in person again, you know, yes. In real life. Last time we saw each other was during the pandemic.
It was You're like back. A FaceTime last
it was.
Time. That Everything other people was, just got to witness.
Yes, and now they're here in person. We can touch each other. We can feel each other.
Yay!
Congratulations on the new film. It is certified fresh. I think it's like 90-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes. The people are loving it. And I've seen horror movies. I've seen comedies. I've seen movies that are commentaries on society as a whole. I don't think I've ever seen a horror movie that comments on society as a whole while being funny at the same time and dealing with people's sexuality. How did you do it? Congratulations. It's phenomenal.
Thanks. it's definitely a mixed bag of a film. And we were nervous about the tone at moments, but we just want people to have fun. I feel like the easiest way to deal with the ugliest parts of ourselves is to have fun while dealing with those things.
I like that.
We tried to approach it like we were just making a purely dramatic film.
I love that.
Like nothing was funny about the situation. The thing is that we were playing terrible people who don't know that they're terrible, and that is hilarious.
It really is.
And so that was what we were going for. We had to authentically be the worst people ever. And the result was hopefully some comedy.
You know what makes it funny is you're watching a horror movie. Most horror movies you watch and you're like, no, don't kill that person. Here you're like, no, don't kill, well, okay.
Yeah.
No, because all the characters, like you say, and then here's the thing.
Well, I think we say to each other in the film, we're like, you deserve it.
Yes, you do. And let's talk about that. Like, you have a movie that critiques, you know, social media, the way we see ourselves, even our friend groups. What I like is it's not judgy. You know, it's something we all do as human beings, and it's fun. It's like a cool commentary on what we all do.
Yeah. Well, I love horror films so much because I feel like it's one of those mediums that, for some reason, it's the easiest to make social commentary through horror films. Maybe because like people, human beings are so driven by, you know, like fear and love, and so
right.
Horror it makes sense. And so I feel like in this movie we were trying to make commentary about themes that have existed for a very long time, mm-hmm. but this is a hyper contemporary film because it's about how all of that is just exacerbated by social media. And so now we have this like literal cutout of ourselves that's online that we like prune and we pick at and we update and we show to the world. And so we're kind of trying to make fun of how ridiculous that is.
And you're one of the few people I've known who, for as long as social media has been around, you've always commented on this. You're barely on social media. You post now and again. But one of my favorite posts you ever created was, it's you wearing like a really like a revealing outfit and you're playing like a really sexy song. And this is when they were taking, you know, women's posts down. They were like, you can't have that post. Uh-huh. And then your post was, I've read that if you type hashtag ad in the caption, they don't pull it down.
Oh, yeah.
And they still haven't pulled it down.
Yeah, I've actually had a couple videos of mine banned on social media.
Yes.
I primarily use TikTok now because I was just, you know, posing in an outfit. And it said that the content was sexually explicit.
Right.
Even though there was no part of my body that was actually showing, like in the video. But I think the reason that that happened and why I used hashtag ad in order to keep the video up is because of algorithmic bias.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I actually got to do an audiobook about this. It's called Sex, Race, and Robots, and it's about this. It's about algorithmic bias and how that's something that we have to be really aware of right now.
You've been aware before a lot of people, and I think that's why you're successful, not just in what you make, not just in what you do, but in who you are. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me on the show again.
Hey.
Congratulations on an amazing film. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies will be in select theaters this Friday, August 5th, and nationwide, August 12th. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you again.
All benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Until next time, stay safe out there, and remember, don't do drugs
unless you want to be the MVP.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.